Well, Ricky, fantastic first half hour. Second half, not quite so good. What would you like to say?
Well, I think the first half was good, and you know, sometimes when the game is dead and buried at half time, you know, the second half can turn out to go the way that it did today. You know, we still try to ask the players to do the right things. We, you know, we asked them to set, you know, we set them some targets, you know, to try and improve on what we had and try and keep that clean sheet. But you know, they just threw men forward, didn't they? They gambled. They didn't, you know, they weren't tracking. And unfortunately, when they did that, you know, it was similar to the Welling game in actual fact. When we started the game, second half poorly, we struggled to get any sort of foothold and get back into it. And you know, we said to the players that when that happens, they have to understand the reasons as to why it's going that way, what they're doing to cause us problems, and then concentrate on their shape and the way that they protect.
Got
the front
to be professional.
And, yeah, it was. Look, I don't want to sound too disappointed, because I'm not, because you know, when you're missing Charlie Diaf, Daniel Moyes, Jack Hicks, you know, and we have to bring off Phil Drake at our half time. We've got Scott Sinclair playing at right back, Harry O'Malley playing at centre half. You know, Jared come in for his first game, hasn't trained and come on for the second half in a new team. You know, doesn't know how we play, or so. It was going to be a difficult night, you know, their manager leaving as well. It sometimes gets a reaction from the players. And it's a long journey that we've had to make, and people have had long days at work. So, put all that into perspective, it was a really, really good 3 points. And, you know, we'll look back on this, the fans will look back on this, and just see a 4-2 away win, and that's all that counts. And we'll analyse, and we'll pick the performance to pieces, and then we'll look at the areas where we need to improve, and we'll make sure we do that on Saturday for the late game.
Well, forgetting about the second half, it was a fantastic first half hour.
Yeah.
Reminded me of Norwich.
Yeah, no, really,
we were just too quick for them.
Yeah, really good. You know, we got a good squad, and you know that's proved tonight, because when you're missing so many players, three from our starting 11 from the weekend, you know, you have to make sure that you can still come away from home and pick up results, and that's what we've done. So I'm actually, although disappointed with the way that we played second half, I'm the positives and the 3 points far outweighs that second half.
A good 3 points,
so, yeah. Happy.
Yeah.
Days.
Okay, mate.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.